Blog Talk Radio. Hello, all you wonderful people of God and God's creation. I thank you all for calling in. I thank you for listening via the internet. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for all the support that you're showing one another. I thank God for everything that he's doing, for he is truly good. So before we start off the program with prayer, because you know that's what we're doing, we're praying for an hour. God said to his disciples that he took with him, "Can you pray with me for an hour?" And he also said in the word of God says that we are to pray without ceasing. So, Minister Sheila, did you want to start off with prayer, or did you have anything that you wanted to have a prayer request for, or did you have anything before we get started, or did you want to start?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Prophetess-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon. I just want to say thank God for another day that he has gave me to live and to praise him more. And I start off with a prayer. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for the life. I thank you for my family. I thank you for the life that you have given me and what you have brought me through, all the trouble and tribulations I have been through. Oh, Lord, I ask you to bless our family for this holiday that's upon us, that I pray that we do be blessed from you through the blood of Jesus to make it, to celebrate for each other, to thank you on this Thanksgiving. Lord, I ask you to bless this world, to remove all this evil and tribulations and its mishaps and racial and ignorance that the people have brought among each other that really needs some help and blessings and leadership for you, to bless the ones that's never really had any knowledge of you. Lord, excuse if my words is stumbling or misusing, but Lord, I know you know my heart. I know you know that I love you and I thank you, and I'm blessing you from blessing me, from praising your name. Bless my family, other families, people I know and don't know. Bless the White House, the presidency, our government, the people in the streets, to remove all the hatred that is from us. Oh, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I wish you the best in all that you bless us with, family and no family, and to bless my family, my grandkids, sisters, brothers, uncles, aunts, and the world. And I thank you, and I thank you. Amen.
Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for the prayer that's already been prayed. We thank you for what you're doing. God, we thank you for what you've already done. For when you created this world, you said it is good. And when you sent Jesus and he redeemed the world so that we would have a chance to be restored back unto you, he is a direct access to you, God. He said that it is finished. God, and he took his seat on the right hand of you, Father God, to intercede for this world. But God, you did not leave us comfortless. For Jesus let us know that you would send us the Comforter. Father God, we thank you for the Comforter. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into every aspect of our lives. And if there's any area in our lives that we're trying to keep and block the Word of God or the Holy Spirit of God, God, expose it, decode it, annihilate it, and destroy it. For God, your word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. But God, in order for us to be delivered out of them all, we have to give you access. For you said, lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. And you told us to bring our all to the altar. So, God, we bring it all to you. We give it all to you, God. And we say, have your way. God, for those things that are known and unknown, God, that would block us, that would hinder us from worshiping you. For your word says, they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us to pray without ceasing. God, it is an awesome gift and tool that you've given us, an arsenal that you've given us called prayer. And then you've given us all the ammunition that we need called your word. God, teach us how to load the weapons. Teach us how to load the arsenal. Teach us how to take all of the ammunition in your word that you've given us to fight against the cares and the schisms and the strategies and the diabolical plans of the enemy, God. Teach us how to be strategic in this warfare, for that we should always be wearing the whole armor of God. God, teach us how to keep our minds stayed on you. Create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. God, create in us and give us the mind of Christ. Transform our minds. God, help us to know that your word shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that for which you sent it out of Father. Help us to know that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So even when you said that it was good, the word was with you. And even when Jesus said it is finished, the word was still with you, God. Well, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are one, the perfect Trinity. Teach us, God, how to be people that walk in unity. God, how to be people that walk in love. Teach us, God, how to be people that are quick to forgive. God, sometimes we find it that we're quick to forgive certain people and not so quick to forgive others. Teach us, God, that not only will people disappoint us, but we may disappoint people. Whether those people are families or friends or colleagues or employees or supervisors or whoever they are, God, teach us to be peacemakers. For God, you called us to be peacemakers. You called us to be that Rhema generation. Teach us how to ask, God, to ask you for what we want, to seek you with our whole hearts, to knock on the door through prayer and supplication and worship, and that you knock on the doors of our hearts and we must let you in. Teach us, God, to trust you. For so many times, God, we say that we trust you, and then that situation will come that'll test our trust. We say that we trust you, God, and those circumstances may arise. God, teach us how to trust you in the good times. Teach us, God, how to trust you in the so-called bad times. For, God, even our bad is a good to somebody else, because somebody would love to be in our shoes. Teach us, God, how there's so many things that are worse than what we've been through. Teach us how to pray for them. Teach us how to accept what you allow, God. Teach us, God, not only to accept it, but to minister to others in a way that they will understand that it's all about you, God. For when you see that marred place, because you are the potter and we are the clay, you make it again. So some of the trials and tribulations that we go through are those to make us again. Some of those trials and tribulations that we go through, God, they're those things that are that marred place, that place that needed to be perfected, that place that needs to be under the refiner's fire. For God, when the gold is boiled and heated to its highest point, the slough comes off on the top. And after all of that comes off, God, there is nothing but pure gold left. God, teach us to pray and to worship you and to adore you as we're being perfected, even as that charcoal before is pressurized and the heat is placed on it so that that can be a prayer and rare and precious and priceless jewel, whether it's a diamond, a ruby, or a pearl, whether it's gold or silver or platinum. My God, whatever it is that you're making us to be, God, whether we're a sapphire or a topaz, God, whether we're a diamond, whether we're gold, God, whatever jewel, that peculiar priesthood you're trying to make us to be, God, teach us, God, how that even if somebody would decide to worry, even if someone would decide to be anxious, God, that they would not stop praying. So that, God, that that anxiousness and that worry can be replaced with prayer. Because when we pray, and we pray in confidence and knowing that you're going to do just what you said, God, then we will stand on assurance and our hope is in you. Because the worrying is of the enemy, God. It would have us to worry about things that we can't change or things that we did or things that people said or things that people did. But God, help us to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt you have never stopped being in control. You're Jehovah Nisi in the battle. You're Jehovah Shammah. And you're Jehovah Shalom. You're Jehovah Tizkidun. You're Adonai God. You're Jehovah God. You're Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. Teach us how to diligently seek you, God. Teach us how, even if someone would start to look to the left or to the right, God, but that they're not looking to the left or the right in doubt, but they're looking to the left or the right to see who they can bless, to see who they can pray for, to see who they can unite with in worship of the one and only true and living God. Teach us, God, to know that we know that we know that we love you with our whole heart. Your word says, God, I believe, but help thine my unbelief. In whatever area there's unbelief, in whatever area there's lack, God, help us to know that you are still there. God, you blessed me to talk about how your income could become something that appears to be outwent. But God, let us know that when it outwent, when it went out where you wanted it to go, God, let it be a place of charity. Let it be a place that is a blessing someone else. Let it be a place of sowing. So that in that season of reaping and harvest, not only can we benefit from the harvest, but God, but we can bless even the more. Teach us how to be cheerful givers, givers of our time, givers of our finances, givers of love, givers of hope, givers of mercy, givers of wisdom. God, that we would be examples to others, that they could see Jesus permeating every fiber of our total being and it's reaching out to them. And that they will say, I want to serve the God of Minister Sheila. I want to serve the God of Minister Sylvia. I want to serve the God of Minister Brandon. I want to serve the God of Apostle Sandra Thomas. I want to serve the God of Pastor Linda Handy. I want to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God, thank you for being my one and only true and living God. God, thank you for teaching us how important it is to share the Great Commission so that we can be vessels to lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him and that souls can be won. God, obliterate and annihilate any type of pride in our life, any type of fear that isn't the fear of God, that isn't the reverence of God, that isn't the worship of God. God, teach us that it's not about what we see with our natural eyes, but God, we've got to learn how to see things with our spiritual eyes. We've got to learn how to seek you so that you can show us the supernatural healing, the supernatural blessing, the supernatural things that you're doing from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, we thank you that every weapon that is tried to form, it has not prospered, and that you've obliterated and annihilated. And in many cases, God, you didn't even allow that weapon to form because you blocked it. You blocked it through your word. You blocked it through your wisdom. You blocked it through your angels that are encamped all around us. So we thank you, for he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress. And he's our God in whom we trust. But God, surely things shall happen at our left hand and our right hand, but it won't come nigh us, God, because you have a hedge of protection all around us. Your Holy Spirit is dwelling on the inside of us. Your angels are encamped all around us. Your angels are bringing us the blessings from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, that the enemy, that the adversary, that the prince of Persia tried to block. But God, he can't withstand the power of God. And we thank you for your power. We thank you for even a songwriter sings a song that said, he's not going to stop until he gets 1 billion people to say and call on the name of Jesus. God, let all of us live a life that not only wants people to call on the name of Jesus, but we want them to know him personally. Teach us how to know you, God. Teach us how to look in the mirror and see what you see and say what you say and go where you say to go. God, help us to examine ourselves. Many times we're examining our sisters and our brothers, our colleagues and our so-called friends. But God, teach us how to examine ourselves. Teach us, God, to look for ways to diligently seek you in every area of our lives. Teach us how to keep our vows. Teach us, God, how to stand on your word. Teach us, God, how to know that you are our Most High God. Teach us, God, to know that your shield of protection is all around us. Teach us, God, to know that we, the body of Christ, elders, apostles, pastors, preachers, teachers, bishops, prophets, deacons, intercessors, ushers, fivefold ministries, people, children, heirs, people that are the prophets of today, the prophets of tomorrow, the prophets of yesterday, God, that we would pray for one another, that we would bind and loose the things that you would call us to bind and loose according to your word. For you've given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. God, and whatsoever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Teach us, God, how to bind what you want bound and how to loose what you want loose. God, and teach us not only to know that we have the power to do it, God, but that we would do it. And we would do it automatically, God, without hindrance, without hesitation, God. Teach us, God, how to walk in your precepts and your concepts and your principles. Teach us, God, how to pray a hedge of protection, not only over our spiritual families, but God, over our natural families. Over every race, the human race, not this color or that color, as Minister Sheila was praying earlier, but that we would realize that there is one race that was created by God, and it's the human race. And yes, we may come in different heights and sizes and shades and colors, different eye colors, different hair colors, different skin textures. There is so much that you've blessed us to be different on the outward. But God, we all have your spirit and we all have one soul, God. God, teach us how the only difference between us is those that want to worship you in spirit and in truth and those that don't. God, teach us how the only difference in the end will be those that reign with you and those that are separated from you. Help us, God, to want to be those that reign with you, God, that are in heaven worshiping you, that are reigning with you wherever you would have us to be, God. Teach us to pray for our president and our mayors and our governors and all leadership, God. Teach us how to gird one another up. Teach us how to stop tearing down one another, God, like the crabs in the barrel that pull each other down because they don't want anyone to make it to the top. Oh, God, let us celebrate one another. Let us encourage one another. Let us, if we're going to put our mouths on each other, it's our mouths to promote one another, to encourage one another, to speak well of one another, to pray and pray and pray for one another. Teach us, God, that when you said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm, that it's not respective of person, God, for what, and when someone have official titles of prophets, sometimes some of them are well known. But God, you got some minor prophets that don't nobody know about, but they're doing great works for you. God, help us not to be hirelings, God, but those that are truly righteous and those that are truly sent by you. God, help us to be people that are truly those that worship you. We worship you not only as an individual and as a family, but God, as a city, as a state, as a nation, as a universe, God. Teach us how to truly worship you and how to be thankful for the ministering angels and the warring angels that you have encamped all around us. Teach us, God, that our parents how to be parents. Teach us that our sons and daughters and wives and husbands and aunts and uncles and cousins and relatives and friends, how to be friends. But God, even the foes have a responsibility. For it was Judas's responsibility to be the one that would deny his seat by betraying God, betrayed you and betrayed you by what he allowed to be used and how he allowed to be used and when he allowed himself to be used by the enemy. But God, in the end, what he thought was a betrayal was actually the destiny of your people through Jesus Christ. We thank you for the destiny of the cross. We thank you for, by his stripes, Jesus Christ's stripes, we're already healed. For every stripe that he bore for us so that we could be healed. For every mockery and shame that he bore for us so that we could be restored. God, we thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Help us, God, to meditate on your word day and night, so that we can have the mind of Christ. Help us, God, to not only share the principles of God from the north, the south, the east, and the west, but God, how to live them. Thank you for your imputed holiness and righteousness. Many of us worry about our character. Many of us worry about what people may say or think. But God, cause us to be righteous people. For Jesus was even falsely accused. Jesus was even lied on. Jesus was even mocked. He was even tortured. He was even hung on the cross to die. He was even buried in a cave. But yet he rose. And God, we shall arise. We shall arise as the redeemed of the Lord because you said so. God, we thank you for your yoke-destroying anointing. Your anointing that destroys and obliterates every insecurity, every anxiety, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, every sin. Teach us, God, the power of the yoke-destroying anointing of God and the power of love, the power of being a seeker of God, the power of being someone that's thirsty for God, the power of being someone that counts on a limitless God, a holy God. We thank you for your mantle of anointing that you placed upon us and in us. We thank you for your fresh oil that you've smeared us with and that you've covered us with and that you've consumed us with, your yoke destroying anointing in the lamp. We thank you for the fire from heaven that consumes and destroys everything not like you. We thank you, God, for your truly working on us. Thank you, Father. As your clay, as your vessel, we thank you for loving us enough to never stop working on us. We thank you for perfecting us. We thank you for letting us know that we are your earthly vessels that you work through. And it's an honor and a privilege to be used by God. Yeah, my God, my God. Honor and a privilege to even have our names connected to you, God. It's an honor and a privilege, God, for people to even call you or us a holy Roman. God, it's an honor and a privilege even for people to talk about us in ways that they say, I thought that person was a Christian. Because, God, one thing that a lot of times we forget when we say that is that Christians are not perfect, but Christ is. So help us to know, God, that you're working on each and every one of us. Teach us, God, how to walk in unity as a people. Teach us how to know that you're majestic and you're magnificent and that you're supreme and that your favor goes before us and with us. And yet, God, we have to know that your favor is not something that we could look to the left or the right and expect it to be equitable, but your favor is what you give. You reign on the just and the unjust. God, you give where you want to give. You bless where you want to bless. You bless people with jobs. You bless people with finances. You bless people with education. You bless people with spouses. You bless people with children. God, you bless people with homes and houses and land. God, you bless people with ministries. You bless people to be soul winners. You bless people to be preachers and teachers. You bless people to be missionaries. You bless people to be minstrels and psalmists. God, you've blessed us in the city and you've blessed us in the field. You've made us the head and not the tail. God, you made us above and not beneath. God, you've caused our vats to overflow, and we thank you. We thank you, we thank you. We are to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise, and we thank you. We give you an eternal and a continual yes, God. We ask you for your favor and for you to give us spiritual eyesight, spiritual hearing, spiritual speaking, but God, spiritual in a way that it's a spirit that's connected and led by your Holy Spirit. For there's many things in the spirit realm that are evil and not of you. So God, the things that we pray for that are spiritual are those things that are connected to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, your righteousness, your holiness, your glory, your spirit, your truth. Submitting, God, teaching us how to submit, and teach us how that we should rather obey God than man any day. And that, God, we want to have a heart of obedience. We want to have a mind of obedience. And we thank you. We want to be those people that in your word that you said, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. God, you didn't say you might. You didn't say you kind of, sort of. You didn't say you partially, but your word says, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Teach us how to be willing and obedient. Teach us how to bow down before you. Teach us how to give you all the glory that's due your name. God teaches that there's life in your word. For your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. God, your word is a two-edged sword. For even Jesus and Mary declared, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. That's what Jesus said. And then Mary declared, be it unto me according to your word. God, help us to live a life that says, not my will, but your will be done. Help us live a life that says, be it unto me according to your word. Whether we have to say nevertheless or whether we have to say, God, help my belief and my unbelief. God, whether we have to ask you for the wisdom of how to get to that place of wanting your will to be done more than ours. We want our agenda and our motives to be yours, God-given, God agendas. We thank you, God, for every day and all day that your word reminds us, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So we thank you for the shalls. We thank you for the wills. We thank you for your declarations and your decrees and your promises. God, in your covenant, for when you say you shall, when you say it is, so when you say you will, God, we can count it. We can count it better than any contract or anything that man could give that people can go to court and get out of or just not do. But God, your vows are eternal and your vows are great. So God, we thank you that we know that all things are possible through you, God, possibilities through you. We thank you for teaching us to serve you in a spirit of excellence. We thank you for teaching us how to give you the glory. We thank you for teaching us to pray and to decree that you will increase in every area of our lives, and we will decrease. We will give up the control to you, God, but we shall submit and yield to you. We'll let your spirit and your word speak through us. We will operate in an atmosphere of not only expectation and gratitude and thanksgiving and praise, but in worship. God, we shall be known as people of worship, that were good stewards of your worship, that were good stewards of your favor, that were good stewards of your word. For God, you said that you will reveal the mysteries of God. And God, we thank you for revealing those mysteries unto us. And God, that we didn't get high-minded or prideful, but God, we knew that it was a gift from you, God, that now we could share with our brothers and our sisters as we fellowship with them, as we share how great a redeemer you are. How we thank you for your inheritance that you've given us, inheritance of love, inheritance of joy, inheritance of peace, inheritance of many blessings and favor, inheritance of wholeness, inheritance of forgiveness, inheritance of being soul winners, inheritance of being those of prayer, those that obey you, God, those that love you, those that are excellent in you, God. Thank you for being our excellence. Thank you for teaching us how to surrender and to submit to you, God. Thank you for teaching us how to pray your word, for we know that your word will return back to you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us to preach your word in season and out of season, to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with long suffering and doctrine. Thank you for teaching us how to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Thank you for teaching us that you exist, that you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Thank you, God, for teaching us who you are in every area of our lives. There's nothing lacking. There's nothing to be ashamed of. For God, you said that if we would be ashamed of you, that you would be ashamed of us. God, we don't want to be ashamed of you, and we definitely don't want you to be ashamed of us. Teach us how to be those that are boasting and our Lord, about how great you are, how we exalt you, God, and we extol you. Teach us how to seek you and praise you and adore you and cherish you with our whole heart. Teach us how to glorify you and magnify you and share you with this sick and dying world. Teach us patience. Teach us faith. Teach us how to honor you and how to honor one another, not respect of title, not respect of age, not respect of person, not respect of stature, God. But teach us, God, how to seal every open door gate, every entry point that would allow the enemy to come in, that you would seal it, God. Seal pride, obliterate it and annihilate it. Seal it into hell, that it will not be a part of us, God, but that we would exchange the pride of life and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, God, for your wisdom, for your love, for the name of Jesus, for the power in the word of Jesus, for your words of knowledge, for your words of prophecy, for your healing and your interpretation of tongues and languages, that we would inherit the ability to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God, teach us that the miraculous is not only that for healing, but it's for that of things to show people how great you are. For Jesus walked on water and many saw it as a miracle, but yet it was who he is and who you are. For everything that is, you created and must succumb and submit to you, even the water, even the oxygen, even gravity had to surrender and submit to your power. Teach us that if there's any dry places, dead bones, anything in our lives, God, that you're that living water. You can make that dead thing live and come alive the same way you did with Lazarus when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Teach us, God, how to not be those that would tolerate or sit back and see prejudice or discrimination and not to speak out. Many call it civil rights, God, but it's really what you declare us to be, and that's people of unity. There is no God unity in prejudice. There is no God type of unity in discrimination. There is no God type of unity in supremacy. There is no God type of unity in all of these racial wars and things that are going on. Maybe people united in evil, but God, teach them, because many of them do believe that they're in a relationship with you, God. But teach us of anything in our lives that will cause us to prejudge someone, that will cause us to discriminate against anyone, God. Teach us, God, to use and ask for the resurrection power in the word of God, the resurrection power in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God. Thank you for the power and the ministering of our souls that you give us when we pray in the Holy Ghost. Teach us, God, not to go a day without praying in the Holy Ghost, allowing your Holy Spirit to pray through us and with us and for us. Teach us, God, that we all need to be rejuvenated. We all need to be revived. We all need to be refreshed so that we can be those soul winners, so that we can be those walking epistles read of men. Teach us, God, how to keep on the whole armor of God 24/7, every day, never to take it off, God, that we would have on the loins of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, that our feet would be shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus, that we would have the shield of faith and wear the helmet of salvation. God, that we would have the sword of the Spirit in prayer and supplication. Teach us, God, how you are our rock. Thank you, God, that your word reminds us, blessed be the Lord, my rock, my king, my firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My steadfast love, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust and take refuge, who subdues my people under me. God, teach us how you are our refuge. You are our strong deliverer. You are our shield. And as we carry the shield of faith, we know that you are the one that subdues the enemy of our soul. Teach us, God, how to not only pray, but to pray without ceasing, to pray those strategic prayers that would cause people to know that we're praying for them and with them, that there's unity in prayer. God, cover and protect and strengthen people. Expose and obliterate every weakness, them to not know the power in your blood, the blood of Jesus, the power in the name of Jesus, and that you, God, are Jehovah God. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for already teaching us the power of prayer and supplication so that we can obliterate and annihilate and completely destroy every diabolical threat, situation, or plan in every area of our lives, God, that it's already done in Jesus' name. We thank you that you've exposed every trap, every plan, every attack, every weak point, every exposed point that the enemy has tried to come in to destroy us, God, but yet you've destroyed it and eradicated it. For God, you said that revenge is the Lord's. The battle is not ours, God, but it's yours. And we thank you, for we submit that we don't know all things, but you're all knowing. You're omnipotent. You're omnipotent. God, we thank you for being everywhere. We thank you for being all powerful. We thank you for being all knowing. Because you are all knowing and that you're everywhere, God, you've been able to reveal every calculated, deceptive tactic of the enemy, every maneuver that was known or unknown, even things, God, that we may have caused the fiery darts or data. Type of minds and things that would be things that would have been open and exposed to the imps and the terrains and the devils and the evil in our lives, God. We give it all to you, and we use your word. We use the power in the name of Jesus to tear down and make null and void every stronghold of the enemy in our lives. Every danger that has been seen and unseen, God, we plead the blood of Jesus against it. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus, because everything must bow, everything must go in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we glorify you and we declare, God, that everything that would happen in our lives that would cause any type of confusion, but God, we send it back. We send it back to the enemy, that the enemy would ambush themselves just like they did when the people of God sang praises and they worshiped you, God, in 2 Chronicles 20, God. So we thank you for teaching us the power of worship, the power of prayer, the power of praise, the power of your word, the power of unity, the power of the keys that you've given us to bind and loose, the power that you've given us in knowing that we're to glorify you and we are to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for the power that you've given us to remind us that we're joint heirs in Christ. We thank you that you're reminding us that we are to be imitators of Christ. We thank you that you've reminded us to speak your word according to your word. We thank you that you've reminded us to cast out devils in your name. God, we thank you for reminding us of the power and the authority that you've given us because of who we are in you and through you. God, we thank you. We thank, count it as done, and we count it as so, and we give you the glory for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Minister Sheila, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yes, like I say, thank you for that prayer. It was beautiful. It was very knowledgeable. And like I say, I just pray that the Lord give me the words and teach me how to pray and to praise Him name more than I'm doing, and just want to thank you and bless for everyone that is listening in, and wishing you all a pleasant and blessed and safe and happy Thanksgiving, and to know that without God, we are nothing. And just pray and bless us more and more. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. And I thank you, Minister Sheila, for your faithfulness on Sunday mornings, because it is an hour earlier where you're at. And so I thank God for your faithfulness that you're willing, whether you're at work or at home or wherever you are, you're willing to be with us. And I appreciate that so much. And the people of God need praying people. So when we come together in prayer, it's to exalt God. It's to exalt God. And I thank God that you even want to pray. And I know that God is going to gift you in the gift of prayer, that you will not only, when you pray, have confidence in what you're praying, but you will pray the word of God. And as you pray the word of God, that he will release what you need in order to say what you need to say, how you need to say it, pray it, how you need to pray it. Because many times we think that we're not praying the way we need to pray because we don't pray like someone else, but we're praying what God has told us to pray. So, God, I thank you for Minister Sheila, and that you're going to release the prayer, the power of prayer, and the anointing of prayer through her, that not only when she prays does things happen, but, God, that she'll have a confidence in knowing that that prayer is coming straight from the throne of God, and that not only is it coming from the throne of God, but it is so, and so it is. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you and I glorify you. So until tomorrow night, when it's Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser and their guest speaker of Iron Sharpening Iron, we'll see you then. And don't that our foundational scripture is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The addition of God is joy. The addition of God is income. The addition of God is wealth. The addition of God is blessings. The addition of God is holiness. The addition of God is peace that surpasses all understanding and joy unspeakable. There's so many things that's the addition of God. The multiplication of God is nothing like the various things that we know in geometry and trigonometry and addition and multiplication, but the math of God just don't make no sense. So be blessed. Bye-bye.